The use of illegal steroids is rampant among Major League Baseball players, according to a special report published in this week's edition of Sports Illustrated. And the report concludes that the performance-enhancing substances are changing the game, making a mockery of the record book, and endangering the health of players. Reporter Tom Verducci wrote the story for Sports Illustrated. He joins us from his home in New Jersey. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
The major source, or one of the major sources in your story, is Ken Caminiti, who was a star with the Houston Astros, won the National League's Most Valuable Player Award in 1996. Tell us what he told you about how widespread the use of steroids is in Major League Baseball and why he took them.
Ken Caminiti first began his steroid use in 1996 because of an arm injury, and this is quite common. Players believe, in addition to getting you larger, that steroids can help you get through injuries. At the time, in 1996, he obtained his steroids in Mexico. Of course, steroids without a prescription in the United States are illegal. But he found right away it not only helped him get through the season physically, but it made him a better player. He hit more home runs in the second half of that season than he did in any other year of his career. And what he said was that when he looked around, and at first he felt a little odd, almost as if he were a cheater, but when he looked around, he saw so many other players using steroids that, looking back on it, he has no regrets. And he estimated that approximately half the players in the game are using some form of illegal steroids.
And you had other players corroborate that.
That's right. What I found to be especially interesting is players saying on the record that there are players using steroids who are principally opposed to their use, but they find that they're using them because they feel there's tremendous peer pressure. In other words, if you're not using steroids, especially if you're a hitter, you're putting yourself at a competitive disadvantage.
Now, you also point out that this is just tearing up the record book, and of course, the single-season home run record is the game's most high-profile record. It's been smashed twice in the last 4 years after standing for nearly four decades. Is there any evidence that the big sluggers like Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa are taking steroids?
Well, I don't know about individual players, but I do know if you had a fantasy world where there were no steroids involved, we still would be seeing lots of home runs and lots of runs being scored because there's been a tremendous boom of building these new retro ballparks that are, in fact, much smaller than the ones they're replacing. Players are getting bigger through nutritional advances and strength training, but we are in the greatest extended era of slugging, and that's not just home runs. This is all kinds of hits, doubles, triples, singles, than we've ever seen in the history of the game, and there's no doubt that steroids in general play a significant role in that.
Professional basketball and football already test players for steroid use. Why not baseball?
Basically, it's been the strength of the Players Association, the union that represents the players. It's a very strong union, and history has shown that they have no enthusiasm for any sort of random drug testing.
You would think that the players would be a bit concerned about the side effects of steroid use, the health effects.
You would think that, but that seems to be minimalized in recent years. In fact, the article quotes players saying, "I don't take steroids, but it's gotten to the point where I would not be scared of the side effects." In other words, players have gotten to the point now, given the greater sophistication of the drugs and the education that's out there about how to use them, that they think the side effects in fully grown, healthy people really are nothing to scare off steroid users. What we don't know is when those side effects show up in terms of long-term use. This is really the first generation of players that is really using steroids on a continual basis. We don't know, for instance, what these players are going to look like, what they're going to feel like 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
Is it just the big money that keeps players taking this drug, or is it simply that they can't compete unless they do, or they feel they can't compete unless they do?
It's a combination of, let's face it, nowadays you can have one terrific season in the major leagues and parlay that into a contract that can set you and your family up for the rest of your life. That makes it very tempting. You also have to remember that by their nature, athletes are competitive. And if they think the guy across the field from them has an advantage that they don't have by using steroids, well, they're going to use steroids themselves or at least explore that option.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Sports Illustrated writer Tom Verducci. His special report on the use of steroids in Major League Baseball appears in this week's edition of Sports Illustrated.